So there is no rebirth, there is no concept of rebirth.
I'm sorry, you have to see, I'm a bit deaf, so you have to speak.
There is no concept of rebirth.
There's no concept of rebirth, like in Hinduism, you come back.
Rebirth?
Yes.
Oh, I see what you mean. That's a very important question. You mean, yes, that the later religions have not got the doctrine of the samsara, what I would call the doctrine of the samsara. Samsara is the great circle of worlds. At the level of this world, but one world following another in the universe. It's an important point that you've raised, because I think that's what you mean by second birth, is it not? To be born into another world after this. You see...
Or into this world.
No, I won't have anything. What?
Or into this world.
Well, that is a bad heresy, an error, as a result of not understanding the Hindu doctrine. Many Hindus themselves don't understand their own doctrine, but it is not strict to Hinduism to believe in reincarnation. But according to the reality, one supposes that there is the samsara, that is the circle of endless worlds, one leading to another, is a fact, but Christ said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And the later religions, Judaism, Christianity and Islam, have not got the doctrine of the samsara. It's as if there was just one world. After all, God is practical. He gives people what they need. If a man is on a journey, is not fixed, is on a journey, and he's in a place which he is going to leave forever, he doesn't need to know everything about that place which he's going to leave, that is this lower universe. And what he does need to know is the essential about his journey towards God. And so the last three religions have simplified things for man, who is in general less intellectual than were the peoples of the former ages. As you know, Hinduism and in all parts of the world there is the doctrine of the four ages. The Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, and the Iron Age. They have different names in different, but you have this doctrine not only in Hinduism, not only among the ancient Romans and Greeks, but also among the Red Indians of North America. They have the same doctrine of the four ages, and each age is less good than the one before it. The Golden Age is the age, corresponds to the age when Adam, that is mankind, was still in paradise, and so on. Well, in the Iron Age, or in the Dark Age, what the Hindus call the Dark Age, the Kali Yuga, men are, on the whole, much less intelligent than in previous ages. Mm-hmm. They cannot cope with a complex doctrine like the doctrine of the samsara, which itself has led people, even many Hindus believe in reincarnation in this life, which is a heresy in Hinduism. I mean, the real, if you ask a man who really understands Hinduism, he will tell you that it's a question of passing on into the next state of being. The Hindus say something that, you know, they have the caste system in Hinduism. It is part of the religion that a good Shudra, that is the lowest caste of men, a good Shudra will become a Vaishya in his next life in the following world. That is a passage from one world to another. But each of these worlds has in it the possibility of escaping from the created universe altogether, that is from the lower universe, to the heavens. Each religion has the doctrine of the difference between the heavens and the earth. The afterlife is beyond this chain of successive worlds, because what one wants to do in spirituality is to escape precisely from being reborn into another life like this. One wants to escape from this. That's what Hinduism means by deliverance, moksha. It means deliverance from this whole lower universe, whether you consider that the universe consists of one world, or whether it's a whole chain of numberless worlds through which the souls may pass. So there is nothing like that in Islam. But of course, we pay in a certain sense for that omission, which was necessary. Heaven decided it was necessary because to make things simpler for mankind. Otherwise, there would be this possibility of passing on into another world. That possibility may still exist. But you see, if a person asks the question like the following, I'm told today there are parts of the world in the big towns, in some parts of the big towns of the world, where you see little boys of 7 with faces like men of 40. Those boys have been brought up from their children of criminals. They've been brought up without any spiritual instruction whatsoever, and they've been brought up on the principle, get what you can, when you can, how you can. That's what they've been brought up on. And as I said, you see little boys with faces like men of 50 and like criminals, in other words. And if the question is raised, how can we believe in a God who will allow a child to be born into this world in an already hopeless situation, where he has no prospect of ever learning the truth, ever learning about religion? How can we believe in such a God? Now, if you say that, I'll put that question to a Hindu, he will immediately say that was the result of the child's karma. in his previous life, he had every possibility of finding the truth. He was of good family, he learnt about religion, and yet he neglected everything that he had been told and did nothing about it, and died, as it were, without having benefited from all the possibilities that he had in his life. That would explain the birth of this little boy into, we're speaking of, into that situation. In other words, the boy himself is already, owing to his karma, that's what the Hindus call, mean by karma, the result of a man's previous life taking its effect in this life. Some people have a good karma from their previous life. Because what that Hindu doctrine, the same doctrine you have in Buddhism, it's a truth. It's not just but in Islam and in Christianity and in Judaism, that truth is not mentioned. The Quran implies in certain passages that we have had previous lives. But it says we will bring you on from world to world or something like that, but it doesn't enlarge on that doctrine. And we do, in a sense, need that doctrine to explain the existence of this little boy with a face, age 7, with a face like a man of 40, with no hope of the Islamic answer to this, we trust in God. God is the most merciful of the merciful. We trust in him. That's all we can do. He will do what is best for that person. Trust in God is the answer to the Islamic answer to that question, you see. But it is, in a certain sense, one might call the same in Christianity, the same in Judaism. Does that answer your question?